Dvar Malchus Kiseitze. On Parshas Kiseitze, which means when you go out to war on your enemy, that verse, we read two parshas actually. On every Shabbos we read two parshas. So on Parshas Kiseitze, we read Kiseitze in the morning, and in the afternoon, the first section of Kisavoy, which means when you will enter the land to inherit it and to settle it. That's the first pasuk. So the Rebbe says, on one single Shabbos, we have two seemingly opposite lessons from the Torah. The first one is Kiseitze, going to war against the enemy, the Avoid of Golus. And the second one is Kisavoy, the settling of the land, which is the reward of the Messianic era. So, since everything is guided by Ashgacha Pratis, we have to learn from this combination. What do we learn? That we can be in a situation of doing the Avoid of making a war on the enemy in the time of Golus, and yet at the same time be in a completely settled state, which is the reward for the avoider. In other words, you're going to war and you're also settled. So how can we accomplish this? Through the knowledge that in essence, Ayid is completely above the existence of any opposition. Hashem consulted with the neshamas of the Jewish people before creating the world. That's what it says in the Medrash, showing that we are in fact one with Hashem and above the world. If so, then why would we agree to the creation of the world that contains enemies whom we will have to overcome in war? Because Hashem did not want to give us Namadikisu for bread of shame, unearned reward. And therefore he created a world for us to earn the reward, in which to earn the reward. And our neshamas agreed. So in order to realize Hashem's desire for a dira b'tachtoinim, so there has to be in the tachtoinim the possibility, there must be a tachtoinim, and in the tachtoinim is a possibility of war. But the truth of the matter is that a yid, in his source, and even as he is enclosed in a physical body in this world, he remains higher than the concept of any opposition. So when a yid is aware that this is the true reality, then even his going out to war against the enemy is infused with the aspect of settling the land, the two parshas that we read on the same day, same Shabbos. That settling the land implies Eretz Yisrael, a land which desired to do the will of her creator, that's the Pirush of Eretz Yisrael, where there is no longer a war to fulfill Torah and mitzvahs. You want to fulfill Torah and mitzvahs. You don't have a war against Yitzhahara. But rather, one overcomes his evil inclination with ease. Yitzhahara with ease. And then the Rebbe adds, the main thing that the Avoida is amidst ease and comfort in the simple sense, ease of the soul and ease of the body, which is achieved through a Kodesh Baruch Hu, giving to every single Yid all that he needs materially and spiritually and with abundance. So this includes all that a yid needs in order to do the avoida itself. And after that, it's a reward for the avoida that he performs. First, you get what you need to perform the avoida, and then a reward for that avoida. And this material and spiritual reward is a sampling of the physical reward that will be in Yemais Mashiach. Not only that, but the Rebbe makes a revolutionary statement. There's a pasuk that states, then their mouths will be filled with laughter. So this Chazal explained, and it's explained the same way in Chassidus, in all the Maimonim of all the generations, that this is referring to Lasid Lavi, in the time to come. That's when the mouth will be filled with laughter. Now, in the time of Golis, you can't. But Lasid Lavi, you will. The Rebbe says that this applies now. Oz Yimoli, Oz means now. Oz is referring to now, the present tense. The rewards of Lasid Lavi, the Yemais Mashiach, are available to us now. That's what the Rebbe says. Although they are locked in a box, every Yid can open the box whenever he wants. How? By performing one more mitzvah, as the saying goes. In English they say, the future is now. So this pasuk, which is speaking of the future, Rebbe says, is now. But by the Rebbe, this is not merely a slogan. This is the reality, the true reality. And all of this receives greater emphasis, since the year the Sichel was said was Tavshin on Aleph, the letters of which spell out the command, the letters, when you write them out, Tav Nun Shin Aleph, Tinase, means you will be exalted, which refers to Mashiach. And the Rebbe says in the Sichel, both as regards the revelation and coming of Mashiach, and as regards the wedding of Knesset Yisrael and the and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yemais Mashiach, and in the words of the Yalkut Shemoni, the year Melech HaMashiach is revealed in him, he stands on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash and says, humble ones, the time of your redemption has arrived. And in the footnote, the Rebbe adds the continuation of this Medrash. So after Mashiach stands on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash and says, the time of the redemption has arrived, the Medrash continues, the Yalkut Shemoni, and says, if you don't believe, see via my light. at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines the light of Melech HaMashiach and of Yisrael, and they all go to the light of Melech HaMashiach and the end of Yisrael, and they, the meaning the nations of the world, come and lick the dust from beneath the feet of Melech HaMashiach. So, it's important to note that when the Medrash is telling us, what is this Medrash telling us? That there will be a time following the initial revelation of Mashiach. Mashiach is revealed in him means the revelation of the soul of Mashiach in the one who has been appointed by Hashem to be Mashiach. That was discussed in Parshas Nasoi, right? Because it says, Shana Shemelech Mashiach Nigla Boy, which means the year in which Mashiach is revealed. In English, you would say in it, in the year, in it. But in Hebrew, you have masculine and feminine. Year is feminine, and boy is masculine. So we understand that has to mean that the Mashiach is revealed in him, in that tzaddik who's going to be the Mashiach. And nonetheless, the Medrash is saying, nonetheless, the Jewish people would not be prepared to believe him, to believe Mashiach, when he says that indeed, that Higi is my Gevul Atzchem, the time of redemption has arrived. So how do they get out of their own lack of confidence in themselves, the lack of emunah in the words of Mashiach? The Medrash says, Re'u b'oiri shizorach aleichem, see via my light, which is shining upon you. That through Mashiach's light, what's light? Rabbi says in a Maimer that light is only Torah. Torah is light. Torah is light. So it says, through my light, through the light of Mashiach, the Torah of Mashiach, the Torah that Mashiach teaches, through that, they will be able to see the reality that Mashiach is describing to them, that in fact, yes, which means that through our effort to learn and understand the Torah that the Mashiach is revealing to us, these sikhs and the maimorim and all the things that the Rebbe gave us over all the years, we will merit to see the reality that the Rebbe is describing to us, the reality that Higi Azman Gevul Atzchem.